From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials in Mumbai say four armed gunmen that launched a terror attack in the Indian commercial capital have been killed and nine terror suspects have now been arrested. The attacks, which occurred at luxury hotels, a train station, and other locations, are blamed for at least 78 deaths and hundreds of injuries. At one point, flames could be seen coming from the luxury Taj Hotel. Liam Butler was near the hotel when he heard gunfire.
We suddenly heard the crack, 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 and we sort of looked up expecting fireworks, but then as people said, no, you can't go back that way, we couldn't go back to our taxi. Obviously, the panic started, and we managed to get in a taxi, but you'd go down one road, it would close off. You'd go down another road, it was pandemonium. I mean, we'd obviously just missed that first attack in the Taj. We were then by the domestic airport on the flyover when the taxi bomb went off, and we were behind and obviously had to then be rerouted another way. And I mean, it took us 4.5 hours to do a 1-hour journey. It was kind of very, very panicked.
There are reports a number of Westerners were taken hostage. The motive for the onslaught was not immediately clear, but Mumbai has frequently been targeted in terrorist attacks blamed on Islamic fundamentalists. President-elect Barack Obama introduced two more members of his economic team. Mr. Obama said former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker will head a panel he's creating to advise him on how to best stabilize the economy, while University of Chicago professor Austin Goolsbee will be the top-ranked staffer.
Those who serve in Washington don't always have a ground-level sense of which programs and policies are working for people and businesses and which aren't. This board will provide that fresh perspective to me and my administration.
Obama defended himself against some critics who've accused him of recycling old Clinton administration officials. He said his administration will be ready on day one with an economic plan. The European Union is proposing a 2-year plan to coordinate member states' responses to the global economic crisis. The $260 billion package suggests policy tools for member states to use. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says there will be an immediate improvement in Europe's economy if all EU member states enact fiscal stimulus plans using suggested policies such as tax cuts and expanded social benefits.
They will put money in the pockets of those who need it at home, and they will also stimulate demand in other member states, giving a major boost to their own exporters.
Barroso insists the plan is not an attempt to impose a one-size-fits-all approach on the 27 governments, some of which have already announced wide-ranging economic programs, while others say they can't afford them.
Everyone is suffering from this crisis and everyone needs treatment, but not everyone needs the same kind of treatment.
The program outlined today would require EU governments to increase their spending by about 1.5% of the bloc's GDP. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 247 points. This is NPR. Iran is showing no signs of ramping down its nuclear program, according to the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization. The country is now running around 5,000 uranium enrichment centrifuges, a signal it is expanding work the West has maintained is designed to make nuclear weapons. Latest word from the Iranian official indicates the country has no intention of bowing to Western pressure to halt or freeze its nuclear activities. President-elect Barack Obama has called for an international effort to stop Tehran from developing a nuclear bomb, calling it unacceptable. Zimbabwe's Prime Minister-designate Morgan Tsvangirai is urging former South African President Thabo Mbeki to step down as mediator in power-sharing talks, claiming Mbeki is favoring President Robert Mugabe. More from NPR's Ophibia Quistarkton in Johannesburg.
Morgan Tsvangirai called for Thabo Mbeki to retire from the Zimbabwe power-sharing talks, charging him with partisan support for President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Tsvangirai concluded that this made it impossible for Mbeki to continue as the mediator. Tsvangirai said the former South African president seemed not to have grasped how desperate the situation was in Zimbabwe. He said the latest round of negotiations had made no progress on how to divvy up ministries in a national unity government. The talks were called to agree on the wording of a constitutional amendment that would provide the legal framework for the formation of a power-sharing cabinet with Tsvangirai as prime minister. Ophibia Quistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush is said to be resting comfortably in the hospital after undergoing surgery for a perforated ulcer. Family spokesperson says Mrs. Bush will stay in Houston's Methodist Hospital through next week. She was accompanied to the hospital by her husband, the first President Bush. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.